It's a privilege to be part of those who are going to share the Word of God this morning. Before reading the Word of God, let's pray. Lord Almighty, our Father, King of Kings, we are before you this morning listening to your Word. We need your presence. We need the Holy Spirit to lead us. Come and take a place in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray this. Amen. As our brother Dr. Sosten have said, today we are celebrating a service, a family service. We'd like to reflect together the role of the family in the society, in the church, for the kingdom of God. That's why we are going to read in Genesis chapter 6 from verse 8 to 18. Genesis chapter 6 from 8. Let's read the Word of God. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God, and Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japhet. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, I've determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and out with pitch. This is how you are to make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits, in breadth, 50 cubits, and his height, 30 cubits. Make a roof for the ark and finish it to a cubit above, and set the door of the ark in its side. Make it with lower, second, and third decks. For behold, I will bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh in which is the breath of life under heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall come into the ark, you with your son, your wife, and your son's wife with you. And of every living of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. That is the word of God. Amen. As I said before, this morning we are going to reflect on a theme, the family according to God's willing. The family according to God's willing. Or in other words, we should say the family according to the heart of God. I'm going to refer to the family of Noah. We'd like together reflect on how Noah behaved in his generation. Brothers and sisters, you know that in our days, we are living a world full of violence, a world full of war, a world full of conflict. It's the same as the family of Noah lives in a different states and context, very heavy context. But before this, I would like to say that the family, it's a divine institution for the purpose of accomplishing God's design on the earth. It takes its name from God. That means it's God who created families. And he created family for his purpose. Because God never came here in the world to do something. He uses to use families, members of the family, to do something here in the world. That means the family is very important in the sight of the Lord. Also, you should know that every people come from families. So families have an impact in our life. Families can shape us and make us useless or builders of the society, whether the family can make us useless or destroyers of the society. So we have to make sure that our family is a family according to God's hearts. So what are the presumption of the proof that your family is a family according to God's hearts? I've just made only five presumption that can show you that your family is a family according to God's heart. Presumption number one, make sure Christ is at the center of your family. In case Jesus Christ is at the center of your family, that means your family is a family according to the heart of God. It's not your traditions, not your religions, but make sure Christ is the leader of your family. He's the master of your family. He's ruling your family. He's ruling your thought. He's ruling your plans. You depend on him. And he's taking the control of your family. That's the presumption number one, that your family is a family according to the heart of God. Presumption number two, make sure you move away from the corruption of the world. And that's what Noah did in his life. He moves away all corruptions of the world in his family. So God needs a family like this. Presumption number three, make sure your family is a space to build or to strengthen people in faith, to strengthen characters, to strengthen good behaviors of members. In case your family contributes to build or to strengthen people in faith, these are presumptions that your family is a family according to the heart of God. Presumption number four, make sure your family is a space to bear fruits, to multiply, to subdue, and to deplete the youth. You know, brothers and sisters, a family according to the heart of God is a school where we are teaching people, we are preparing people for the to go in heaven, for the kingdom of God, for eternal life. This is a proof that your family is a family according to the heart of God. Presumption number five, make sure your family is a space for consolation, a space for reconciliation. You know, in many families, people are struggling, are suffering, are emotionally abused. People are traumatized and they are seeking for a family, a safe place where they can get consolation, where they can get reconciliation. In case your family is providing for a space for people to reconcile, a place where people are consolated by God, your family is a family according to the heart of God. Also, the family according to the heart of God is a place of relationship. It's about relationship with God. That means all the members of the family should make sure they've received the Christ as the persons and individuals, saviors and master of their lives. Because if all the members of the family have received the Christ as their savior, this will help the family to be safe, to live in peace. The family, according to the heart of God, is also a family of relationship between members themselves. That means there should be harmony between father, mother, and children. You know, such unity, or let me say, such communion facilitates life of prayer, life of service, life of resolution of conflict in case there is any. Also, the family according to the heart of God is the family of relationship with the church. The family, you know, it's a basic unit of the local church. So the good relation will facilitate members to be baptized, to take place to the Holy Communion, to contribute to the church project,
to the budget, but also to minister. So you should make sure in your family, members are in good relation with the church. And finally, it's a relationship with the world, where everyone plays his role according to his mission, according to his talents, so people are contributing to build the society. Brothers and sisters, we should also make sure that everyone in the family is doing or contributing to his responsibility to build a family according to the heart of God. And everyone has a role to play in terms of building a family according to the heart of God. Number one is the father. Dad, he has a big role to play in his family, to make his family a family according to the heart of God. And that's what we saw at Noah's role. Noah was the spiritual leader of his family. He was expected to plan and organize service devotion in his family. He influences the whole family to be good believers. And he succeeded by doing some items that we should underline in this text. The Bible says that Noah was obedient to God. Noah was a man who was just according to his integrity and his obedience to the voice of God. He succeeded to influence the whole members of his family to be believers. So my brothers and sisters, father who's watching this service, you have a big role to build a family according to the heart of God. To make it, you should obey to the word of God. You should be just. You should be in integrity. But also you should be an offered. You know, in Genesis chapter 8 verse 2, we saw Noah giving an offering to the Lord of Lords. But also you as the father, you should teach your family that all your wealth belongs to God. All your wealth is dedicated to the work of God. You know, Noah constructed an ark which was very large, but he gave all his money in terms of contributing to the work of God. The father also should have ability to attract all members of his family to be connected to the faith. And that's what Noah did. Noah also was in good relation with the family members. He was making also a productive family. And that helps him to be a father according to the heart of God. But also the wife, or let me say woman, has also their role to play in terms of building a family according to the heart of God. Mom, who are watching this service, do you want to build a family according to the heart of God? Let me give you some advices. You should attach and obey to your husband. And that is Genesis chapter 2, 24, and Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. You should also connect to the faith of your husband. That I'm referring to the faith of the spouse of Noah. You should also make sure that you are making a balance in your family. You are considering children at the same level. You should also build your house according to Proverbs chapter 14 verse 1. You should also influence the members of your family and contact them in a good way. Make sure that you have a good behaviors, that you are distinguishing you from pagans. You are accepting to be a collaborator or an associate of your husband, not a pilot of your house, because two pilots cannot lead one plan. You know, brothers and sisters, two captains cannot direct the same ship to risk of sinking. So, mom, you have your role. You are an associate. You are a collaborator of your spouse. You should play your role according to the word of God. And finally, children have also their role to play in terms of building a family according to the heart of God. The role of children is just to honor their parents. It's to obey to their parents. And you know, obedience is a vital and source of blessings, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 3. The children of Noah, the Bible say, Noah had three children, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. They obeyed to their father, but also they inspired to the faith of their father, and that's why all these children, with their wives, they entered in the ark. So, children, you should obey to your parents, but also you should connect to the faith of your father. And that it will be a glory of our Lord Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I'm concluding this sermon saying that it's possible to make a family according to the heart of God. And each one has his role. The father should obey to the word of God, but also he should be a spiritual leader of his family. Mom should obey to her husband, but also she should connect to the faith of her husband. This will help this family to be a family according to the heart of God. Children should obey to their parents. Children should also connect to the faith of their father, so that God can be glorified in this family. Brothers and sisters, I wish you blessings from Lord, but also I beg you to build families according to the heart of God. May God bless his word. Amen.